This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a lot of good things to talk about today. During the first hour, we will be joined by Reggie Joal from Predator Nutrition to learn more about the genesis of Predator Nutrition. By the way, Predator Nutrition is the first ever company outside the United States to sponsor Superhuman Radio, so show them some love. During the second hour, we will be joined by Consumer Labs founder Todd Cooperman to talk about their new report on vitamin C. And then we're going to change it up to an anti-aging topic when Dr. Susan Erdman joins us to find out if microbes could actually be the fountain of youth we've been searching for. So we got a lot of good things to talk about today, but let's get started right away. Reggie Joal, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, Cal. How are you?
Good, good. I guess I should have asked you this before the show, but am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much accurate. Some people will pronounce it slightly differently, depending on the country.
Should I pronounce the
Joal
H?
Joal sounds good.
Should it be Joal?
Yeah, I personally use Joal. I think if you were actually speaking to an Indian person, they might say Joal, but Joal will do fine.
Okay. All right, so anyway, let's start from the beginning. First of all, when was Predator Nutrition founded?
2009 really was our first year of operation.
Okay.
I think prior to then, you know, I'd had the idea for, you know, probably 12 months really.
It's not an easy business being a supplement distributor, first of all, because I happen to know that it's a tough business and you have to really build a loyal following over time. But I have to ask you, where did you find your love of nutrition supplementation? Are you a physical culturist? Were you an amateur bodybuilder? What sports discipline did you come from?
Okay, neither one of those two. I mean, initially I got into training and nutrition really through playing American football. This is going back to the mid-90s where I was playing over here in the UK.
Okay.
And I started off, you know, quite underweight. I mean, you know, I was about 155 pounds before I started training. So if you can imagine me, I was a quick guy, but obviously, you know, I was playing defensive end. So
right.
You can imagine that does not compute. So really, I had to learn everything I possibly could about training, about diet, just to put some body weight on. And from there, obviously, the supplementation came some point afterwards.
And so how successful were you? What did you get your top body weight up to when you were playing?
I think the heaviest I ever was around 220 pounds.
Wow. That's pretty far from where you started.
I mean, I probably got to 210 pounds in 2 years. But, you know, like most bodybuilders, I guess, who train for the first couple of years, I had that old seafood diet where you eat everything in sight.
Yeah.
You know, I think I still convinced myself I was quite lean. And then I think, you know, when the tape measure went to 38 inches, I said, okay, hang on. I need to stop eating.
Yeah, but in the beginning, when all of us train, you know, everybody goes through the same metamorphosis, I see, you know? And we start out training the wrong way. Then we believe that supplements are going to make up for our bad training. Then we learn that you have to eat a lot to grow, and all of a sudden you grow, but then we go too far to the extreme where we just eat so much that we also put on a lot of body fat. Then we taper that back. It's like everybody goes through the same. You can't tell anybody. They have to experience it themselves, don't they?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, for me, I think after around 3 or 4 years, that's when I really got a lot more scientific with my training. You know, I'd moved on from reading, you know, Flex or Muscle and Fitness. No disrespect to those guys, you know, moving more into the science-based texts.
Right.
And I was reading a lot of, you know, Mel Siff, You know, the Russian guy, Vladimir Zatsyorky. I don't know if you know these guys.
I've heard of Vladimir,
And so,
Mel,
you know,
too.
Okay, and from a nutrition side, you know, initially I was reading things like, you know, Optimum Sports Nutrition from Michael Colgan. You know, that was a book that kind of opened my eyes. But from there, I'd move online and guys like Lyle McDonald, you know, read some of his books. And it just showed me that, you know, a lot of the things that I thought were true were really just me believing some myth that had no real foundation to support it. So things like the eating six times a day thing that's been going around for years and years in bodybuilding, obviously I assumed that was the truth, you know, for all those years, and realistically, I mean, I think the science has now shown that it's not really the case.
Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, there's guys out there using ketogenic diets now and eating twice a day and putting on muscle and performing well. And not, you're right. So, and you know what it comes down to? Like everything else, it's individual, individuality or individual body response. Some people do better with one type of eating plan. And that's why this whole cookie cutter thing just goes out the window for me. It's like some things work for some people and not for other people. And so you have to kind of find your own path.
Exactly, yeah. And I think just from, you know, with the kind of sport I was playing, you know, you need so many different skills. I mean, you need actual playing skill, but on top of that, you need speed.
Right.
You need a measure of endurance. You need the ability to play and practice and not get injured. You need limit strength. You need speed strength. So, you know, there's lots of different variables there. And, you know, whereas bodybuilding, it was relatively easy, you know, just to gain size and muscle. You know, when you've got to move that muscle, when you've got to, you know, explode into people, you know, when you're tackling them and at the same time run with the guy who's running a 40-yard dash, it was really challenging for me.
Yeah.
And I think because there were so many challenges there, I really had to learn everything that I possibly could. I think from there, it's made my life now quite a lot easier because I think in the supplement industry,
so
it's very easy to see what's real and what isn't.
And so I have to believe that the genesis of your business arose from some supplements that you found out yourself really work.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, going back, you know, say around about 2004, 2005, you know, at that time in my life, I was ordering from American retailers simply because the products I wanted that I'd read about could not be purchased in the United Kingdom. So,
and not because there was a ban on it, just because it wasn't available, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Literally, something like the first ever intra-workout, I remember, with a product called Ice by Extreme Formulations. And, you know, it was revolutionary, a powdered BCAA supplement that you take during training. And I had to order that type of product from bodybuilding.com, probably, just simply because it was not available. And on top of that, you had the pro hormones of that era, you know, the likes of M1T, which I know are now banned in the US. But
not, they're not banned. By the way, they're not banned in the UK, are they?
I think M1T is an exception.
Oh.
I think M1T specifically they scheduled, must be about 6 years ago. That one specifically specified by name that it's not allowed to be sold, so we've never sold that product.
Right.
But going back then, though, 7-8 years ago, that was an example of a product which was at the time legal in the UK, but which nobody had considered selling in the UK. Therefore, I was left importing those types of products and selling them on to friends who were requesting, you know, for me to import products for them just because they'd seen the kind of products I was getting and, you know, they would give me good results.
For those out there who don't remember methyl-1-testosterone, as little as 10 milligrams would put a pound a day on you. If you ate enough, getting sleep was difficult because it was such a strong neurostimulating hormone that you would become somewhat sleepless, almost like trenbolone. But for those who don't remember it, I mean, 10 milligrams a day, put on a pound a day. Granted, a lot of it was water, and when you would come off, you'd lose about 50% of your gains, but the gains were so insane that the net gains were worthwhile. The problem with it was 10 milligrams a day is all you needed. But then there was these idiots out there doing 50 and 60 and 70, and it really was hepatotoxic. It was very, 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 very taxing on the liver. And really, they ruined it for everybody else, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think, you know, in that era, you know, in the mid-2000s, you know, there was a few products, and I think that one was probably the strongest of all.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, it's never something that I would really want to see sold as a supplement. The only reason I say that is just from the blood work that I've seen from people who've used that compound,
yeah.
Even at a low dosage of 10 milligrams, it's not good. And, I mean, it's funny you said it makes it difficult to sleep. I often found people who were taking M1T were constantly tired all day long, and they were having to take stimulants just to keep, you know, their energy levels up.
Yeah, you had that. It gave you the feeling that you were catching the flu all the time. You always had that like mild flu-like symptoms, a little bit lethargic. You didn't know what was wrong. You just didn't feel well. And I got to be honest with you. Those same effects were experienced on trenbolone and anthate with me above 400 milligrams a week. I would go into the gym and I would think to myself, God, I don't feel good. I can't believe I'm going to train today. And I would be stronger than I ever was before. But I always had that feeling like I was about to get sick, like something was working on me. I was getting the flu.
Yeah. I mean, I know people have taken trenbolone, not the enanthate mode, the acetate, and they always felt bad. You know, I remember one guy who would, you could actually time it based on the, you would know the day he's taking his shot because on the day he's taking it, his mood would be down, and he'd be quite depressed.
Right.
And then the day after, when it's mostly clearing out of his system, he's generally looking a bit more happy.
Right.
And then I remember this guy saying to me, he's dreading the shots, not because
every
of pain,
cause he was doing the every other day, every third day acetate shot. The nice thing about the enanthate was you did it once or twice a week. It didn't come on as hard, but the bad thing about it was if you didn't like it, you had to live with it for a few weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that was the problem with that. But anyway, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about how the company started, some of its early successes, and where it got today. Because today, Predator Nutrition is, if not the, one of the fastest growing supplement distributors in the United Kingdom. Isn't that correct?
In Europe, I guess.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, we've got a big market in the European Union now.
Okay, so we're going to talk more about that when we come back with Reggie Johal from Predator Nutrition. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com. We have two fantastic offers from Predator. One of them is for Nanadrol, which is a very, very powerful anabolic. And the other one is a buy three, get one free on everybody loves them, Quest Protein Bars. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there. We need to bomb Merck because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Super Human Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. What happens when you take UltraDrol and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrol, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrol is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrol's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch-tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrol banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrol. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Reggie Joal from Predator Nutrition. Predator Nutrition has the distinction of being the first sponsor to be outside the United States. And this is a big deal to me. We reach a great audience in the UK and Australia and around Europe for that matter. And Predator has come aboard knowing that we reach that group there. But you know what? There's those of you in the United States who may want to get some things from Predator as well that you can't get here for whatever reason. So go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the Predator Nutrition banner ads today to learn more. So, Reggie, so the company started in 2009. How many products did you start off with?
Whew. You're testing me there. I'm guessing maybe 20 or 30. It would have been a very small amount because I was working outside of my dad's house. the space was limited those first few weeks.
Right. And what was the turning point for you? I mean, obviously, they people like to say, well, it takes this long. But a lot of times it's events that occur. You're selling products. You're building a reputation of delivering what you say, delivering it on time, great customer service. I know you guys have great customer service over there. But what was the turning point for you? What was it like, wow, this is really going to grow here fast now?
I think for me, I'd made some good decisions early on. When I set Predator up, I didn't want to just copy other people in the industry, and then you'll just end up competing on price on the same brand they can see in the high street. You know, we wanted to bring in those brands that we knew to produce special products,
right?
Which had no UK distribution at that time, which I knew to be popular, you know, at least in the online community in the USA. So what we did is we struck some deals with a number of those brands, and I was very confident that, you know, once those brands are available in the UK, that customers here who, such as myself, would previously order from the USA would be buying from us because obviously, they're going to get it next day, and, you know, our customer service, you know, we do pride ourselves on that. And in those early days, you know, I remember, you know, if you'd sent me an email at midnight on a Saturday night, you know, I'd be in a club, I would answer it there and then. And I just used to, you know, say to the people with me, you know, you can never go wrong by replying to an email really quick.
Right.
You know, they'll be impressed if you give them a tracking number on a Sunday when they know that a working day in the UK it's Monday through Friday.
Right.
There'll be small things, you know, emphasizing the customer service, emphasizing unique products that nobody else had. I think that's really what made the difference in those days. And it took about 9 months to answer your question. from working with 20 to 30 products to being based where we are now, which is a 6,000 square foot facility 20 minutes away from where we started.
And over 150 product offering too.
Oh, brand offerings? I think, yeah, probably now we must have, I mean, individual products, we'll have thousands. In terms of a number of brands, I would guess around 150, maybe up to 200.
Now, do you get a lot of inquiries from the United States for products that they can't find here?
Yeah, we do. I mean, over the last few years, there's been lots of changes in terms of products that the U.S. used to, U.S. retailers used to sell, but then they could no longer sell.
Right, for whatever reason, right.
You know, there were various pro-hormones at one point, which no longer were available in the U.S., so we tend to ship a lot of Cipadrol products. Things like Tren, which I think was banned in the U.S.
Right.
2 or 3 years ago, you know, we still have that. Craze by Driven Sports. You know, I think we're literally the only person in the world who's got some.
Isn't that sad?
Nanodrol.
Isn't that sad? I mean, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned this because I like Matt Cahill and always have from back in the day when we used to spend a lot of time on Mind and Muscle, the forum Mind and Muscle. I mean, he was out there then and he's really a great guy. And everybody always wants to drag up this and that skeletons in people's closets. And we all have skeletons in our closets. No one is devoid of that. The whole notion that craze converts to meth in the body is ludicrous because look at all the things that we think convert to things and they never do. Mm-hmm. And I've been openly honest on the air about this. When I was a young man, I've done meth. We called it speed back. I'm 55. We called it speed back then, right?
Yeah.
And craze is not speed. I don't care what converts in what in the body. Mm-hmm. It's not turning into speed. I can guarantee you that. So that was just a witch hunt here in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, honestly, it's frustrating to say the least. I mean, I see people lying, basically, saying it's like a methamphetamine analog, and I'm thinking to myself, all the feedback we've had from customers who bought that product is it gives you good focus. Nobody's talking about their heart rate going through the roof
no.
like you'd expect with an amphetamine, like you used to get with DMAA, if I'm
right.
honest. You know, I mean, the number of complaints we had relating to DMAA products, we've not had a single person, you know, issue any health-related complaint. So, you know, I do see a conspiracy there, you know, by people, and it's sad. I mean, I could tell you that the new Driven Sports pre-workout will be with us fairly soon anyhow, so,
yeah.
You know, hopefully that will at least, you know, help Matt out.
Yeah. What are you selling a jar of craze for? Just curious.
you don't want to know.
It's got to be about $100 a jar, I got to believe.
It's in dollars?
Yeah, in American.
In
yeah.
dollars, it'll be about $250.
Wow. Right now. Wow. That's amazing.
I mean, you know, people are actually accused of profiteering, and I thought I'd bring this up myself. We ourselves spent north of £100,000. On legal fees, on various other fees just relating to that product. So, you know, we're never going to make that money.
Yeah, you're trying to recoup some of your investment here at this point. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the worst issue was with the counterfeiting. You know, we had these guys. There was a distribution company in mainland Europe who were involved in counterfeiting. We're fairly sure they have links to people in the UK. We sent out letters through our law firm, and you know, three of those four people have now gone bust. One of those guys, I believe, is now immigrated to Dubai.
Really?
Maybe he was. Yeah, from what I've heard, he was involved in some other shady dealings. But yeah, these guys, unfortunately, you know, they can afford to run away.
Now, while shipping is an issue, I have to believe that you have a unique ability because of the strength of the British pound sterling against the American dollar. I have to believe that your buying power is better because of the currency conversion rate. Am I right about that?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, it's better now than it was, you know, 6 months ago, but compared to what it was, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, around 2010, it was around about £1 bought about $2.
Right. Now it's
1.63. Yeah. Well, it's 1.63 now, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's really amazing. And so I have to believe that when people buy from the U.S., buy product from you, even though the shipping may be a little bit higher, some of the base prices with the conversion may actually end up better anyway. Well, am I getting it backwards? I guess I'm getting it backwards. Your buying power is good. Yeah. I take that.
I mean, I think right now, this, you know, I said yes and earlier to the exchange rate question. Right now, the U.S. dollar is relatively stronger to the pound than where it was 3 or 4 years ago. So, relatively speaking, if somebody buys a product that's £30 now versus £30 5 years ago, he'll be paying less dollars today than he would have done in the past.
Boy, it's a good thing I don't try to make a living as in the arbitrage business. I'd lose a lot of money because I obviously don't understand how it works. But anyway, okay. So what's in the future? What's something exciting that you could share with us? Kind of give us a peek behind the curtain about what we can expect from Predator Nutrition in the future.
Okay. Well, you know, speaking of Driven Sports, they're releasing a new pre-workout, and we'll have a worldwide exclusive on that at release point, and that should be coming out in 6 to 8 weeks. So, you know, we've got a sample here. I took a sample yesterday, and I had a really good workout, obviously. I'm going to say that. So we're actually sampling that product to customers of ours and, you know, free people who previously purchased Quaze. You know, they'll be sampling that in the next week, and hopefully, you know, once everything's signed and sealed, we'll have that in stock in a couple of months' time, and that will definitely be exciting because Quaze obviously was a monster product.
Yeah. They do some great stuff over there. Mm-hmm. Matt Cahill's really good. Well, listen, Reg, I know that you're really busy, and we had to pull you away from lots of things from the helm. during the interview, you were emailing me. I just saw the email just now. And you're wondering how long this was going to take. Well, it's actually coming to an end right now. 27 minutes is what Steve and I actually booked you for. I want to thank you, first of all, for doing something that no one else has had the courage to do outside the United States, and that is to become a sponsor on the show. And I want my audience to know, I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it again. Whenever possible, patronize the sponsors of this show because they make it possible. Without people like Predator Nutrition and other sponsors of this show, there is no show. And so those of you who love the show, love the sponsors and show them some love. Go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the Predator Nutrition banner ads today. Check out what they have. Reggie, thanks so much for being on the show today and being a sponsor.
No problem. Thank you very much, Cal.
Take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Todd Cooperman, founder of ConsumerLab.com. You've heard a lot about Consumer Lab. They do some great stuff. We're going to talk about vitamin C. We're going to talk about Consumer Lab as a whole as well. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle
bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the solar system. But with this machine, we shall win.
Welcome back. I can't believe that this superhuman nation has not heard of and probably even gotten information from consumerlab.com. My next guest is the founder and Todd Cooperman. How you doing, Todd?
Fine, Carl. Thanks very much for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. You know, so many of us have quoted information that we have gotten from Consumer Lab and, of course, credited Consumer Lab, one of your reports, for giving us this information. So before we start talking about the vitamin C report that you just published, which is an important one because a lot of people take and depend on vitamin C, when did Consumer Lab become, and what was the genesis behind it? How did you what made you start it?
Sure. So Consumer Lab has been around for about 15 years now. I started it in 1999, and the reason why I did it, first, my own background. I have an MD, but I got the degree when I actually was in a six-year medical program at Boston University, and then the medical school, and then went right into the pharmaceutical industry and into biotechnology. For the earlier part of my career. And then over about a six-year period, got very interested in consumer information. So I was involved in kind of the development of drugs and biotech things and realized that these are all very long-term, uncertain projects. I really wanted to get involved in information, something that people could use right away. So I first got involved in actually rating and evaluating health plans, HMOs, and had a group that did that called Care Data, and then kind of got bitten by the bug of providing information that people just needed and what wasn't out there. So started to see articles here and there, like the Boston Globe and elsewhere, where they were testing certain vitamins or herbal supplements and finding all kinds of problems. And then looked and found that no one was out there really checking on any regular basis. The FDA really only steps in kind of as a firefighter, you know, when people are dying from something.
Right.
That's really when they get involved. So no one is checking the quality of dietary supplements on any kind of regular basis. It's really left up to the manufacturers to do their own work. So I was fortunate enough to identify a researcher at the FDA who was doing kind of the firefighting work, grabbed him, Dr. William Obermeyer, and started Consumer Lab in 1999 to test dietary supplements and other health and nutrition products. And we've been publishing these reports now on over, we've tested over 3,500 different products, and we put out a new report every three weeks, whether it's on a, you know, a vitamin C or a multivitamin or a protein powder, et cetera. So we're going out there and buying products and publishing those results.
Now, a couple things I want to ask you. So first of all, how do you choose? What how do you come about choosing what you want to do a report on?
Well, it's a good question. We are really looking at what our members and readers are using. And so we survey them. We do an intensive survey every November. So those of who are members of Consumer Lab would be familiar with this. It's about a 10-15 minute survey that people do online. We got over 10,000 responses to that just a few months ago. I'm actually just going through the results right now.
Wow.
And it's fascinating to see. They tell us, you know, what they're using, what brands they're using, where they're buying them, how satisfied they are. And so we actually then focus on the brands that we know these people are using. And so in, we cover about 400 different brands. Interestingly, and I think in this current report, 1,600 different brands were actually mentioned by our users, although, you know, many of them were just, you know, single mentions. But out of the whole study, I'd say over 1% of people use about, I think it's about 50 different brands, really, you know, that are most popular. They probably make up, 85% of the market.
Right.
So we try to cover the major brands most often, and then we circulate through smaller brands as well that people ask us about.
Now, do these manufacturers even know that you're looking at their products, or is this very hush-hush? You don't reach out to anybody and say, hey, send us samples. You go out and you buy them retail, I would imagine?
Well, we buy everything retail. Nothing can be sent to us.
That's good.
But there are two things that we do. One is we pick the products that we're going to test, and we test them, and we report everything, pass or fail, to our members. It's $36 a year, which gives people access to all of our
which
reports.
Which, by the way, is a stupidly cheap price, folks. I mean, I bought one report, I think, for $12 or $18, and then Elisa said, well, you know, you could have signed up for like $32. I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, we have it just in case someone really just wants one report, they can pay $15. But yeah, frankly, they can get over 70 reports and all the updates for a year for $36. So that's what the bulk of our members do. But thank you for mentioning that. But I'm not going to raise the price right now. It's I think, you know, we want to serve a lot of people, and we have now over I think it's close to 70,000 paying members to Consumer Lab. So we have a very nice strong base there.
Right.
So
you don't contact the manufacturer and say, hey, we're going to be researching this category. Send us samples. You go out and you secret shopper. You just go buy it at a retail location, right?
Right. So what we do, so we have our product reviews where we do exactly what you said. In addition, you see, our main focus and our goal and our mission is stated on our website is to help people find good products using testing. So if companies want to voluntarily have their products tested as well, that's great. And they pay a fee, and it's the same program, say, that you'd get from, like, USP, which also has a voluntary testing
right.
program. Basically, it's a third-party certification program. So that way we can supplement the information we have. So if we can afford to go out and buy 30 different, you know, multivitamins, and then companies come in and they say, you know, we want our products tested as well. They can pay a fee, and we still have to go out and buy that product, and it's tested along with all the other products the same way, blinded to the researchers. And if those products that for which the company's paid pass, they are, you know, they can use our seal on their product, and it's a certification program. So that supplements the information in our reports, and you'll see that we break it out very clearly. If a product came through that program, it'll be footnoted as having come through that program, but it's going through the same testing, and those products are given absolutely no advantage.
I was just going to say, and so in other words, if their product isn't meeting label claims, they're shooting themselves in their foot by joining in, right?
Well, you know? In that certification program, just like the one at USP, the information is theirs. They pay a fee. We put it through the same testing. We give them the report, and if it passes, you know, we say, look, we're happy to include this with the other products on our report. If it doesn't, they have that information. Hopefully they'll go back and make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And often they do. I don't know if they always do. And we know that from our tests in our product reviews where, you know, we're just picking the product on our own. I know companies sometimes do make changes. It amazes us. There are some brands, typically smaller brands, which, you know, we go back about every 2 to 3 years and retest products. There are some products out there that we just find terrible problems with. We report it, and then, you know, we test it 2 years later, same problem. Test it 2 years later, same problem. It boggles the mind that could be going on.
Why they haven't made some sort of changes? Obviously, they're not. Either they don't know how to take advice or follow advice, I guess. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you real quick what some of the most high-profile consumer lab reports that you put out in the 15 years that maybe really made it into the mainstream media in a big way. And then we're going to talk about the vitamin C supplement report that's out right now. Sure. Those of you who don't know anything about Consumer Lab, and I got to tell you something. We reach a lot of people across the pond in the UK, in Europe, in Australia, and in Canada. And you know what? A lot of these brands that Consumer Lab is testing for inside the United States also being sold outside the United States. So this is something good for anybody on any continent to get involved with. Consumerlab.com, and it's lab, L-A-B, singular, consumerlab.com. It's $32 to sign up, you said, a year?
$36 per year.
I mean, it's really, when I found that it was $36 a year, I thought, why didn't we sign up years ago? I've been buying individual reports from time to time, and I'm so excited now that we've signed up because we get it and we pass it around the office. We decide what stories we want to talk about, and it's great stuff. Really, really is.
Good.
Consumerlab.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenge and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray.
Check out my blog today. You've got a smartphone, so you've got a video recorder in it. Video record 30 seconds or less. Tell us how Superhuman Radio has changed your life. Has it affected your life, your family's life? We've been on the air for 9 years now. I get emails constantly praising the show. Put it in a video because we're making a video montage for the new website. Everybody who sends one in will be in the video montage. So we're talking with Todd Cooperman about Consumer Lab, and it's a great service they do because they are unbiased. They're not affiliated with any of the products that they do research on. So they give you the straight scoop, or the skinny, as they like to say in the world of horse racing, on what you're spending your money on. What are some of the studies that you're, or papers that you've produced in the past that really had a big impact, that maybe made it all over the media?
So we've been on lots of programs, you know, from the Today Show, et cetera. It typically the ones that get the most press are the ones that are most used. So we continue to find problems with multivitamins. We had one report on multivitamins where we found a lot of lead contamination. That year it was in a women's multivitamin. Wow. So that got a lot of attention. I believe we found maybe 18, 19 micrograms of lead in a daily serving, and that doesn't mean much probably to most people, but in the state of California, they have very strict laws. It's the only state, actually, where they actually limit how much lead there can be in foods and supplements. Even the FDA has not set limits, which is a shame. Their limit there is half a microgram per day. So here we found,
26 times the acceptable limit.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
And we often do find lead in supplements. You know, typically we'll find a little bit more, maybe up to 2-3 micrograms a day. Yeah, but this one had way more. So that got a lot of attention. Fortunately, that was from a big company, and they acted immediately. It's one of the rare times where we see immediate action, because they had, the bigger they are, the more they have to lose.
Sure.
And this is a company that then took it off the market immediately and then actually informed us how they completely changed the way that they test their supplements, which we believe because we've seen other results from them. But with multis, I would continue to be concerned. Multis are very complex products, so it's not uncommon that we find problems with 30 or more percent of the multivitamins out there in terms of not having, you know, all the vitamins or minerals that they claim, or having some lead contamination, or occasionally another test we do is, we don't do it occasionally, we do it all the time, but we find the products won't break apart. So we do something right. called a disintegration test, which is just to make sure that a tablet or caplet will actually break apart, because sometimes they're poorly made, and it's not intentional that the company wants to cheat you. They just don't make it properly, and it won't break apart in your stomach, and you won't get the benefit. Because often when these products fail that test, we actually, once we do break them open, we find they have everything they're supposed to contain. You're just not getting the benefit there.
Right.
Another, I don't know if any of your listeners have cholesterol issues, but red yeast rice, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, right. So, and this is an interesting discussion, and this is something I just found out recently. But yeah, red yeast rice has been touted for a long time as a natural alternative to a statin drug because it actually contains the molecular components that I want to say lovastatin was designed around, or one of the early statin drugs, but it doesn't have it in it anymore, does it?
Well, you know, you know a lot about it. So you're absolutely right. Red yeast rice can be very effective. And the typical dosage is 600 milligrams of red yeast rice, which is basically a yeast that's grown on rice, and it produces naturally these statins, which is found in Mevacor. And the amounts can be significant. However, if it's not grown properly, instead of making these statins that lower your cholesterol, they make something called citrinin, which is a toxin, a kidney toxin. So, you got to make sure you're buying the right kind. And as you said, and as you maybe you learned from our reports over time, the FDA, it's kind of a game of cat and mouse with these products, because there's been a lot of pressure from pharmaceutical companies on the FDA who don't want these products listing how much the level of statins that are actually in there, because otherwise the FDA is then forced to call that supplement a drug.
Right.
And have it
an unapproved drug, like they did with cherries from Minnesota and walnuts, where they was making claims that they were heart healthy, and they would say, well, now they're unapproved drugs if you're going to say that about them. So, yeah.
Right. They make drug claims, or if they can claim to contain compounds that are in drugs, like lovastatin, et cetera. So in that case, so the companies don't list the amount of statins. So it's really consumers are completely blind to the strength of these red yeast rice products, some of which can be significant, some which aren't. But unfortunately, we have seen that a lot of the brands have been decreasing the amount of actual statins that they're putting in there. We found one brand, actually a pretty reputable brand, had zero in there. I mean, no statins. And then it turned out when we talked to them, they said they actually were aware of that, but they didn't want to cross the line of being a drug. But why sell the product in the first place?
Yeah, right. If it doesn't have what people are buying it for in it, and that's
right.
The gray area. So they don't have to. They don't want to make those drug statements. So they don't have to quantify how much of the active ingredient is in there. So it's really a double-edged sword.
Right. So it's one of those perfect areas for us to investigate so that we can tell people what's really, in the bottle. And so in our report on red yeast rice, we show the amount of statins and how much you would need to take, to get an effective dose.
Now I have to ask you about that. So when you did this, right, and mm-hmm. you openly compared the effective, the let's say pharmacokinetic value of these supplements to statin drugs, did that not cause some sort of third-party indictment of the companies that was selling red yeast rice?
I don't know. I don't think so, because, again, as long as they're not stating it themselves,
right?
I don't think that there's a violation. We're just coming out and showing what's really in them. So I don't believe that had that effect. We certainly know that there have been, we're like a little boat, and behind us is this huge wake. And in that wake, there are a lot of lawsuits that we're not really, we're not a party to.
Right.
Sometimes we get, subpoenaed to provide information.
Right.
But A lot of things happen as a result of our reports. I'm not really up on all of that stuff.
Right, right, right. But the don't shoot the messenger rule applies here. You know,
right,
it's like,
yeah.
Look, we're doing this research. We don't have anything to gain from the sale of or the lack of sale of. We're not trying to affect markets. We're just trying to tell people what's really in this stuff. And really, what you're really doing more than anything else is label claims, I would imagine. And that's a good thing.
Mostly label claims, but we do hold things to certain standards if they're not making a claim themselves. So if you buy a, you know, like Registrice, if they're not claiming an amount of statins, we're going to show the amount, and we will hold it to some standard that we know is reasonable, so that we are applying minimum standards as well as the label claims.
Yeah, and that's great. And label claims alone are really important. Now, do you use advanced? Okay, so the nutrients and the nutritional market is changing, and there are advances in nutritional components that require advances in testing in order to truly evaluate label claims. And the one that comes to mind is the one that I talked about on my show some time ago, when you did the protein bar analysis. You looked at these protein bars and you evaluated whether or not they had all the things that they claim to have, in some cases had more, in some cases had less of something. There's a big discussion going on right now about, I want to say IMOs. These are digestion-resistant carbohydrates that present themselves as fiber. But there's lots of ways to test for fiber, and if you don't use the right test for the right fiber, it could appear that there's no fiber in a bar when there really is. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I'm familiar with the fact that there can be a lot of playing around with protein, where you know, certain things can be added that look like protein, but if you don't test correctly, it'll misidentify it. We see the same thing, for example, with the testing of chondroitin, which people use for joints, you know, glucosamine and chondroitin, where there's a test, say, for chondroitin, where this is, it's a nice example because it's simple. If you have sulfur groups in a product and you do a very simple kind of test, a very basic kind of test, those will register basically as being chondroitin, even though they're not. But if you use a more sophisticated test, like, you know, an HPLC type test, there you're distinguishing you're finding out what's really the chondroitin.
Right.
And so there are similar issues with protein.
What about fiber? Fiber is the one that I'm starting to see is becoming there's a moving line where if you don't use the right test, you'll find out that, or you'll think there's no fiber in a bar when there really is. That because of these new, digestion resistant carbohydrates it's a whole new area right now, and I think that I have to believe that you guys are really up on the type of testing. Whoever does that within your organization is aware that you have to use different tests for different types of fiber. I guess that's getting at.
Absolutely. I'm not the head of the testing group. I'm the head of the company.
Right.
But our head of testing is a pharmacologist, toxicologist. His name is Mark Anderson. So I'd have to kind of defer it to Dr. Anderson on that.
Okay. Let's go away from there. So let's talk about the vitamin C report just recently. Vitamin C is probably one of the most highly consumed vitamins in the country, if not the world. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, single vitamin. After vitamin D. Yep.
Yeah, I know. D really did climb, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did you guys test D's already? Samples of D's already?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about the after C then.
We'll go alphabetically now.
Yeah, there you go. So what did you find? How many different types of vitamin C did you test, first of all? You want me to count? I think I have it here. Hold on a second. Okay. it looks like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It looks like about 30, I want to say. I just gleaned it real quick, and they were broken up into two categories. I think there was, you know, adult type, and then there was a children's vitamin C listing as well.
children's
right.
products. Yeah. So with the vitamin C, let me just try to summarize that. So we chose in that review, we selected 11 products, and then 14 others were tested through that voluntary certification program.
Gotcha. Okay.
Gotcha. And then among those 11, actually, you know, vitamin C, it's not a hard product. It's a very inexpensive ingredient, ascorbic acid. And frankly, there's really no difference between the ascorbic acid you're going to get from rose hips or that you're going to get synthetically. I know, you know, lots of people want to believe that, you know, natural is better, and sometimes it is. But the actual compound is the same, whether you're getting it naturally or synthetically.
Yeah, once it comes down to the molecule, you're saying, it's indistinguishable where it originated from.
Right, with vitamin C. Right. Vitamin E is a bit different, synthetic versus natural.
Right.
So, unfortunately, what we found is that we found two fairly popular brands that had 40% more vitamin C than listed. And one product had a little less, about 15% less than listed. But the concern with vitamin C is that, you know, it's one of those vitamins where if you get too much, you will have side effects. And you could also have long-term adverse effects with too much vitamin C. So if someone's already taking a lot of vitamin C, and by the way, the upper limit that you can get with vitamin C takes into account not just what you get from your supplement, but from your diet and the orange juice you're drinking and all of that.
Right.
So someone can kind of put themselves over the limit, you know, with supplements. So you don't want to get too much, you know, from a dietary supplement. And then I don't know if you've reported, but there's growing in information that about the downside of too much vitamin C now.
Yeah, are you, when you say that growing information about the downside, are you talking about certain types of cancers and tumors that seem to grow better when there's high antioxidant intake?
Right. So you have the whole antioxidant issue, where it's not really just cancers and tumors. There was a great study out recently where physicians were given for 11 years a multivitamin with low doses, just like the basic minimum what you need per day, not mega doses. It was actually Centrum Silver that they were all given, and they found that there was a 9% decrease in cataracts among these physicians over the 11 years. However, a subgroup was also given 500 milligrams a day of vitamin C. Turned out in that subgroup there was no decrease in cataracts. There was just another study out also showing that there is a potential increase in cataracts among people who take high-dose vitamin C. You only need about 100 milligrams of vitamin C per day. So, you know, many people are taking 500, 1,000, 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day. And I'm not really sure why. You know, if you're deficient, certainly, you know, that would be fine. Most people are not deficient in vitamin C. And there was just a study that came out this week showing that people given vitamin C or E while they were training, you know, working out, biochemically actually were not getting the same benefits in their mitochondria that people who weren't given the vitamin C were attaining, and they were getting 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day. So although vitamin C is certainly an essential vitamin, and, you know, you don't want your teeth to fall out, you know, because they will if you don't get vitamin C, you know, scurvy. But, you know, I think you got to be careful about overdoing it with vitamin C or with a lot of other vitamins.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the research on vitamin C. I also want to talk about vitamin D. It's really a great service that Consumer Lab puts out. There's lots of great information on their website. If you sign up, you automatically get access to all the back reports as well. Isn't that right, Todd?
Well, we have over 70 reports on it, just about every type of supplement. As soon as we put out a new one, the old one, you know, we take down because those products are out of date or they've changed
a lot. Gotcha. Okay. So but they do have access to lots of stuff in the archive there that they can read. Check it out. Go to consumerlab.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Later in the show, could microbes be the fountain of youth? You know, we talk a lot about the microbiome. We talked about the microbiome in the gut recently about how architecture in buildings affects the microbiome. Well, there's some evidence that boosting the immune system through the microbiota in the stomach can actually prolong life. It's going to be a really interesting discussion. That's later in the show. Right now, we're talking with Todd Cooperman from ConsumerLab.com. So Elisa just said to me, Carl, are you taking too much vitamin C? Because I take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. And so, but here's my response to those of you in the audience. There's lots of information on both sides of the table here as it relates to supplements. And I've said this before, you know, we see these, Consumer Lab, their goal isn't to tell you, necessarily what works or what doesn't, but whether or not you're getting what you're being promised you're getting when you buy a supplement. You know, when you make a purchase, it's a contract between you and the company that you're buying it from that says, I'm laying down my whole amount of money. Make sure everything that you say is in it, that you is promised is in it, is in it. And that's what Consumer Labs does. So don't get hung up if they're the dialogue as well, you know, high dose vitamin C, low dose vitamin C. That's not what this is about. What the Consumer Lab is about is keeping manufacturers honest. If you're going to plunk down your money, don't you want to know that you're getting everything that you're supposed to be getting? Would you agree with that statement, Todd?
Yeah, that is our main focus is what's in the bottle, you know, what's in the product. But over time, what's happened is people say to us, well, how does that relate? You know, how do I know which one to pick? So we do provide, and we're just looking at the literature. We're looking at good clinical studies and publishing, what's being presented out there. So we do supplement it so people have an idea, of what type, what form might be best of, you know, absorbed.
Right.
How much to take, where you might have side effects, what drugs might interact, you know,
right,
with these products as well. So we do get into that so people kind of get a more complete picture.
And you know, now what's all the rage is these liposomal encapsulated vitamin C's, and there's so many of them out there. And some of them, there's a whole lot of stuff going on the internet right now, which really have liposomes in them and which don't. And so I have a funny feeling you guys are going to be looking into that sometime in the near future as well. Just a prediction of mine. Let's talk a little bit about D. So D, you know, is really a very popular supplement. And we've talked about it on this show that taking high doses of vitamin D and or without doing blood work, and or taking high doses of vitamin D without some complementary other fat soluble vitamins, namely active vitamin A or retinoic acid and or MK7, which is a form of K2, can actually produce some undesirable effects from the vitamin D, namely soft tissue calcification that you don't want. So vitamin D is really popular right now. What kind of study did you a report did you publish? I keep calling them studies. I apologize. What kind of report did you guys publish on vitamin D?
Yeah, so for vitamin D, our most recent report, which came out just about a year ago, February of 2013, where we looked at many different vitamin D products, including supplements as well as those with calcium or vitamin K, we found, again, some of the very popular brands out there actually had way too much vitamin D. I think about... I believe it was about more than double the amount of vitamin D that was actually listed, or maybe 80% more, something like that.
Right.
And these were high dose vitamin D supplements
to begin with. Right. Yeah.
To begin with, yeah. So again, people may be doing themselves a disservice if they're getting too much. And like you, I mean, vitamin D, I am a strong believer, and it's not just a gut feeling. The evidence is so compelling that you don't want to be deficient in vitamin D. You want to make sure you have enough vitamin D, and many people still don't. And you mentioned you have listeners in England. People in England have some of the lowest levels of vitamin D just because of the climate there.
Right.
Vitamin D does affect so many things in your body. You know, it goes way beyond just bone health.
Right.
And actually just kind of, I even, I eat very well. I'm out in the summer and the spring doing a lot of exercise. I supplement with a little bit of vitamin D in the wintertime. I have my family do it. We actually use, for my kids, I just use a vitamin D drop.
That's 1,000 IU's a drop, that one?
I give them one with 400 IUs a drop.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because they don't need that much. But there are others that have more, higher concentrations. But I find those are just like so palatable. There's no taste. There's no color. They're happy to take that. But as you said, too much vitamin D is problematic, and there are studies showing, even increased mortality, when you go too high on vitamin D. And I think there's so much good information about there. People just got a little overexcited on vitamin
D,
and, and have been overdoing it. The evidence, is very good, but you got to choose, the products properly. And if it's a vitamin D with calcium, we want to make sure it doesn't have any lead in it, because we do still find lead in some calcium supplements.
I have to believe that you find lead in a lot of things that have minerals in them in general. I have to believe that it's hard to get, because of where they're literally, sourcing minerals from, that there are some residual undesirable metals in there.
That's absolutely right. We test all minerals for lead, any kind of supplement that has a mineral in it, if it has an herbal component, because herbs will also, draw up lead from the ground, as well as other heavy metals, like arsenic or cadmium. And certain plants actually, certain herbs do pick up more of these minerals than others. So all of those are tested for lead. The good news is, lead levels over the last 20 years have fallen a lot in supplements. I think the California Prop 65 law had a lot to do with that. But we still do find lead in various mineral supplements. And we're finding it even more, though, in the herbal supplements. And I think part of that is due to the fact that a lot of the herbs and a lot of other ingredients are now sourced from China, where there are a lot of polluted areas in China, and these herbs are coming from there.
Right.
There's contamination. And that's why even in, a protein shake, where we typically aren't going to see lead, we will see lead in a protein powder or shake that has a lot of extra, added ingredients, a lot of different herbal ingredients in addition to the protein.
Right. What about, have you guys ever tested bottles of water for the components in plastic leaching into the water?
We have not tested for BPA or things like that in water.
BPA and phthalates come to mind right away, right? But there's got to be other things, too.
We haven't tested the bottled waters. We focus more on, the supplements. We have tested coconut waters, as those have become pretty popular.
Yeah. I don't understand the attraction to coconut water. I'm sorry. I just don't get it.
I mean, coconut water itself is great and fine. I was just down in Costa Rica having some coconut water from a coconut. Is delicious.
That's different.
And it has lots of, it certainly has, sugars and it's a good drink. However, they are over-promoted. What we found, we tested three of the major brands. This was about maybe 2.5-3 years ago, I think. It got a lot of national news because they're so popular. And we found that two out of the three brands actually didn't have all the electrolytes that they were claiming. And they were also making false claims about these products being good, good to use after exercise for rehydration. Certainly they have water in them. You'll hydrate yourself, but they don't have the sodium content that you really want to get and that you're losing during strenuous exercise. The potassium is not something you really lose. When you're sweating, you're not losing much potassium.
Right.
They're full of potassium, so is a banana. But we just found that the label claims were incorrect, and I think that they've been cleaning up their act.
Summertime, when the weather starts to get warm, it would be wonderful if somebody would test, just randomly go into grocery stores, pick up, gallon jugs of water and small, because my fear, I always worry about this in the summertime, because these things sit on loading docks in the sun. Trucks get hot. When there's times I'll buy a jug. I drink water by the gallon, and it makes it easier for me to concentrate on how much I'm getting every day. When I just start open a gallon in the morning, and I look and I go, oh, I know where I am. And sometimes this is especially in the summertime. Sometimes I'll open a gallon of water and I always sniff it first, and I can smell that plasticine smell. It's almost like when I was a kid drinking out of a garden hose. And I won't drink it. I'll pour it out. I'll think I'm not drinking that because that small amount of air in the top, if it has that much smell in it, then this water has been infiltrated by the polymers or whatever it is that's being leached out of the plastic when it gets hot. And so I would love for somebody to test the bottles of water to see what residual plastic components leach into it and when it gets hot. Because that's right. Scary to me. That's you know, the same reason we don't microwave stuff in plastic, because we know better now. It's like, well, what about the water bottles that are getting overheated? You know.
Yeah. Well, we'll consider that. We need for us. It's very important that the products be the same across the country, and it's sometimes with the water. You know, it's variable on the region. So we're trying to focus on national products, but I have the same concern you have, you know, and I like to use, I have all these different, you know, Nalgene bottles and all these other bottles.
Right.
So I don't waste plastic. And you know, if it sits there for a day or two, you certainly taste the plastic.
Yeah. Let's do this. I want to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I want you to give us kind of a, if you can, without giving away too much, a peek behind the curtain, so that we can get more people to, understand why they need to sign up for consumerlab.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them. And then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Orbit Nutrition.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Stay with us. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to change the discussion. How microbes may actually be the fountain of youth that we've been searching for. When we're joined by Dr. Susan Erdman from MIT. We're talking with Todd Cooperman from ConsumerLab.com. Great website, great service. You know what? Label claims, really, really important. We always hear stories about something that's underdosed or didn't even contain what it was supposed to contain. You're spending your hard-earned money. If you go to ConsumerLab.com and join, you'll get reports. And you can also influence what research they do in the future. So there you go. Become a member. It has its benefits. So can you give us a peek behind the curtain about what is coming up in the next couple months, and maybe we can stimulate people to get on board?
Sure. But, you know, before I do that, it sounds like you're going to be touching on probiotics a bit in the next segment.
Well, the microbiome of the gut, the diversity of the microbiome, which is obviously influenced by probiotics, yes, for sure.
Right. So I just want to mention, you know, that's another area that we look at, and we do find issues. And just for, you know, those who use probiotics, and I do think there is a lot of good evidence for probiotics for certain uses. But watch out on those products. A tricky thing the companies do is they'll say that the amount of probiotics that are in there are CFUs.
Colony-forming units, right, exactly.
Exactly. They'll say at the time of manufacture, and that's not a term the FDA recognizes. It's not a term we want to recognize either, because it's a wiggle word, and it means that they're not really guaranteeing you anything. And what we do find is that some probiotics, and it probably has to do with the way that they're shipped and they're stored, end up with very little of the live organisms once you buy them. We have found that to be a problem many times. So, and if you're going to get things shipped to you by mail and it's summertime and it's hot, make sure you're sending it, you know, with, you know, an ice pack. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot of dead bacteria in there.
You know, and so, it's funny you say that. I personally. I've tried to get them to become sponsors on the show, by the way. Sigma Tau makes a product that is considered a medical-grade food, and they have one version that you can buy without a prescription. The other one you need a prescription, and that is VSL number 3. And so I use VSL number 3. I take one. I buy the ones in the sachets, not in the capsules. There's 450 billion CFUs. It's refrigerated, and I buy it at the pharmacy, and it's in their refrigerator. And I take it right home and I put it in my refrigerator. They have a prescription grade that's just 900 billion. So if you want a prescription grade, just double up two sachets and you've got the same thing. But because I know who Sigma Tau is, they were the first ones to come out with the first, carnitine product when Dr. Steven Sinatra wrote his book on metabolic, cardiology, and he came up with the Sinatra formula. They started making the right kind of amino acids to go with that, and they make over the counter level products for doctors and for the medical industry, and so I trust them. Now my trust could be misguided. I don't know. But
The good news, Carl, is that is one of the many probiotics we've tested, and we just put out a report about 3 months ago. It did pass our test. So
oh, good.
You can feel good about that. Some didn't. You know, some had maybe under 20% of the probiotics that they claimed to contain. But that one was fine.
Well, there you go. So that report just came out, you say?
Yeah, that one came out in November.
So there you go. So there's a reason to sign up right now, because probiotics are expensive.
And if you're buying a probiotic that was tested by Consumer Lab and it only has 20% of the active cultures in it, you're throwing away 80 cents on the dollar.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
There's a good reason right there to sign up. And then all the other, are you going to be, have you done any reports on protein powders themselves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a whole report on protein powders and issues we found with the protein powder. We found one powder that had, I think it was, I know it was a very low percentage of the actual protein. Instead, it had carbs. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we do find some lead in protein powders only when they include other ingredients, or sometimes we've seen some arsenic in rice.
We didn't see
that in our last round, though. But that was an issue we came across once.
There you go. So there's lots of good reasons. Go to consumerlab.com and get on board. We are here at the Superhuman Nation, and you should be too. Todd, thanks so much for being on the show, and we'll definitely have you back on, okay?
Thanks, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Susan Erdman, and we're going to talk about microbes that could be the answer to the fountain of youth that we have been in search of for way too long. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit IronMag.com. Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. In the discussion of longevity, could microbes be the answer? Could they be the fountain of youth? My next guest is Dr. Susan Erdman from MIT. How you doing, Dr. Erdman?
Hi, Carl. Thanks very much for making this opportunity available. Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's a great discussion. It's a continuation of discussions we've had on this show for a long time. So let's talk about the research that your group has done, first of all. Explain the design of the study.
So what we've done is worked with mouse models as a system to look at events that might be happening in humans, and the mice make a great vehicle to do this because there are things that aren't possible to do in human subjects that can be done in animals in ways that are humane and responsible and allow us to get tremendous insight into disease processes. So we work with mouse model systems. We challenge them with different kinds of microbes, different kinds of bacteria, usually intestinal bacteria, and then we study the sorts of things that happen to them, whether they're behavioral things, whether they're physical events, or whether they're something that we would measure in their blood or by some other mechanism.
So what kind of bacteria or microbes did you introduce that would normally be found in the gut into these mice, and what happened?
Well, the studies that we've done most recently were focusing on a category of bacteria that the audience is probably familiar with that are called probiotic organisms. And we were particularly interested in a group of organisms that were isolated originally from a human donor, and that organism is now available as a commercial off-the-product or off-the-shelf product. And we were interested in seeing whether or not this probiotic organism would have certain kinds of health effects when we introduced it to the mice.
Can you tell us its name, the strain of probiotic it is?
It's a strain of Lactobacillus reuteri that we were working with. And I want to say it's probably not the only microbe that would cause these kinds of effects, but the effects were very pronounced in the mouse subjects that we examined.
Okay. So now, did you identify that this particular microbe was already non-existent in their little bellies?
Yes, the great question, and we did check. And they did not previously have exposure or infection with this organism prior to the time we used them in the experiment.
So how much did, and this is something that we talk about on the show all the time, right? People take probiotics. They take a capsule. It's got 30,000 CFUs of something. And I say, you know what that's like? That's like throwing a handful of grass seed on a football field. Your body has so much of these microbes in it. And taking a little capsule like that is really insignificant. So how much did you have to give them in human terms, if you will, and what did you find?
So we were actually surprised at what a small dosage was required in order to get the effects in mice. And so in mice, it turned out to be something equivalent to 300,000 organisms a day.
Wow.
I don't know exactly what that would translate in people, but if a human is taking one of those supplements, and many of the supplements on the market, you know, are marketed with 5 billion organisms.
Right.
This was not an enormously large number of organisms. It's not entirely clear whether it's required that the organisms even be alive, but feeding that supplement, even in those small amounts, routinely to the mice created these enormous, easy to observe physical effects, and then those were things that we could also translate into different behaviors, different measurements of things from the bloodstream, and on and on.
So what were the observable effects when you did this?
Well, there were quite a few. Some of them are more interesting to the general public than others. The things that we had noticed first were that there were dramatic changes in the overall appearance or character of the mice, and that had several different facets. One of them was that the fur character of the animals changed dramatically. And
really?
So these are yes, these are situations where we're simply introducing these organisms into their drinking water. Everything else they're eating is completely normal, as a mouse would normally eat in this setting, and we're putting these organisms in the drinking water, and the differences were very dramatic. So some things happened. The fur became very smooth and sleek and shiny.
Really?
And then when we examined that histologically, which is under the microscope with some special stains, we were able to determine that there were actually very impressive changes occurring within the skin and the hair. But that was really just the beginning of it, because there were many other what we would call phenotypes or physical characteristics that emerged. Some of them were the kinds of things you would just notice by looking at the animals in the cage. One of them was the animals eating the probiotic organism were much more slender and active than their counterparts.
And see, this is an important discussion, because we're learning now that the microbiome of the gut may be influencing part of the obesogenic model. It may be influencing diabetes and a story that's going to break soon may be influencing the onset of autism. So, you know, for those out there who just don't, the microbiome of the body is probably the really most important frontier of the future of health that we are looking at right now. I think of it as the ocean. You stand at the ocean, you watch the waves break, and you enjoy the ocean from the surface, but you have no idea what's going on beneath there. And that's what's going on inside your stomach. And I say this all the time, Dr. Erdman, if you want to see the greatest example of immune function, the fact that we can eat a piece of animal flesh, it doesn't poison us, and we extract everything that's good from it and get rid of all the waste, is the most a profound example of the immune system.
It is. These are things we take for granted
Yes. Every
day about the body functioning well or functioning normally. And along those lines, Carl, part of what we became quite captivated with was the possibility that these organisms were influencing whole body health, in particular through the immune system, but also through the endocrine system, the glands that make the hormones that cause us to feel and act certain ways, that the microbes might be interfacing with these systems in our everyday lives. A process, if we understood better, might help us retain a lot of the vim, vigor, and vitality of youth as we age in ways that are constructive, because we're working with something that's very organic, something that essentially co-evolved with us over the millennia. And so if we understood this process without doing anything, for lack of a better term, artificial, we could potentially create opportunities for ourselves to feel good, have a long, healthy, meaningful life, and that sort of thing.
Well, and what I find most exciting about this is this looks to me, from the research, and we're going to talk more about it when we come out of this break, you know, there's always this discussion of, you know, what causes us to age? And when we talk about the endocrine system, there's a lot of discussion about the hypothalamic pituitary testicular axis. Well, does the pituitary give out first? Do the Leydig cells give out first? Well, no one's even thinking about the microbiome of the body. It's not even in the discussion. And that's
Yes. What
we're going to talk about when we come out from the other side of the break. This is a really exciting discussion. We're talking with Dr. Susan Erdman from MIT. You're not going to want to miss a second of this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Susan Erdman. We're talking about the microbiota of the gut and how it may be influencing the aging process. You know, we can sit here and talk all about the immune system. And I think we all understand the importance of the immune system and how it depends on the microbiome of the gut. But this is a different discussion. I want to kind of segue away from the immune system for a second, Dr. Erdman, okay?
Yes.
I want to go right to the endocrine system, because we understand that hormones are messengers. They tell us that we're young and thriving, or that it's time to evacuate the planet. And so this is the whole basis for HRT. You know what I mean? It's like, what if you didn't need HRT? So talk to us about that portion of the study.
Well, we were quite surprised at first, but it made a lot of sense when we put all of the pieces together about the different things that we had seen in our mouse models. So you recall from earlier that I was describing we fed them these purified microbes, we put them in the drinking water, and we started seeing dramatic changes in their behavior. And one of them was what we coined mouse swagger. And mouse swagger is this very I've got it going on mouse attitude.
Really?
That it involves a sort of a strutting around the cage, you know, presenting genitalia and these sorts of things. That
sounds like Italian guys from Brooklyn to me.
So we were amused at first, and then quite intrigued about the possibility that there may be a lot going on that we hadn't yet examined. And so we began looking at different glandular tissues throughout the body, and also looking at the hormones that those tissues would normally produce. And as you pointed out, these are the chemical messengers. These are the things that tell us how to act, tell us what we're interested in. And the bottom line is that what we found was that there was actually a tremendous network of hormonal activity that was inspired by eating these microbes.
Man, that's amazing to me. Now, was there any increase in things like lordosis or a willingness to mate or anything like that?
So we did set up mating experiments, and it's probably too long of a story to tell in the time that we have available. But yes, the mating experiments told us that these animals were very interested in everything involving reproduction. And both the males and the females were affected.
See, and the reason this is important is this, because we've talked about, I've said on this show that libido may be the greatest indicator of where you are on the lifespan scale. Because we have one job, all organisms have one job, and that is to continue the species and then evacuate the planet. And if you still have a libido, it means your body thinks that you're still young enough to have offspring. So the fact that these mice had increased desire to reproduce means that their bodies thought, hey, everything in the environment is great, life is great, I can still have offspring.
Yeah, that's really quite insightful, because it took us quite a long time to begin to get all of those pieces together, but that was ultimately our conclusion, was that this was all about reproductive fitness. And because reproductive fitness is a big part of who we are as individuals, and particularly youthful activities, we saw this as one piece of a very significant longevity puzzle in terms of trying to optimize health and happiness and a sense of meaning. And that was the context with which we approached all of our subsequent studies. So I'm glad to answer questions about any of that.
Yeah, no, this is really, really cool. Any other hormonal markers or any other biomarkers change as it relates to where they were chronologically, age, and where they went to after they were supplemented?
Yes. There were a few that were very significant. One of them was the hormone oxytocin, and your listening audience is probably very familiar with this hormone.
Yeah.
What we found was that the microbes were actually upregulating the expression of oxytocin, and we tied it together from an evolutionary context in everything from all of the mating behaviors and mammalian social bonding to, importantly, the infant-mother bond and everything that means in terms of what we are as mammals. And so because there's an increasing body of knowledge about the many roles oxytocin has in our well-being on a lot of different levels and the things we perceive to be meaningful in life, oxytocin, I think, is a very important piece of the hormonal puzzle in terms of trying to understand the potential of these microbes for health and wellness. So oxytocin was one very important player, and that gave us a big clue into tying the whole body mechanism together, because we began focusing very intensively on the hypothalamic pituitary axis that you emphasized earlier. And as it turns out, that axis is integrated with the gonads, or the sex organs. It's integrated with the adrenal glands, and everything we do with stress and like sodium processing and blood pressure, and it's also integrated with the thyroid. And so we went after the thyroid gland as well in some of our more recent work, looking at the possibility that the thyroid gland activities might be regulating the things that I had described earlier, the lack of gaining body weight over time. These animals remained very slender. They were actually quite active, which is something that I think most people, as they're aging, would really prize, being thin and being active. And this is exactly what was happening to the mice. And so we examined those hormones as well. And what we found was a really interesting phenomenon, Carl, and that was the hormones were upregulated compared to their aged counterparts that were untreated, but they weren't outside of normal limits. So what it was doing was it was creating a homeostasis
or right,
a balance. So they weren't extraordinarily high. They also weren't low and dropping like their counterparts. They were right in that sweet spot of what it takes to be
youthful,
healthy, feeling good, active, and that's the essence of what we discovered. And it was not independent of the immune system, but it was certainly in addition to everything we knew about the immune system, and it turns out interactive with the immune system.
Well, I want to throw something else at you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a silent epidemic, but nonetheless an epidemic of snoring equals obstructive sleep apnea in this country today, in men especially. And there's a lot of evidence now from research that I've been poking around that leads me to believe that your research in the effects of healthy microbiome and physiology may actually be part of the reason for this through the vagus nerve, which is influenced by oxytocin and the thyroid. Most people who have obstructive sleep apnea or snore tend to be either subclinical or clinically hypothyroid. And I believe that what's happened to us is we've lost the diversity of microbiome in our bodies. According to the Wenner-Gren Foundation, Paleolithic human beings had like 22,000 different types of microbiota. Today we have like 2,000, I think. And I could be off on these numbers, but that's how vast the difference is. I have a funny feeling that your research is going to be influencing a lot of different modern day physiological malfunctions. Like everybody out there has arrhythmias today, right? What do they call that? Atrial fib. This is also influenced by the vagus nerve, which is influenced by the gut because of the microbiota, which is influenced through oxytocin. When I start connecting these dots in my head, I think, man, this is really the new frontier for health.
Profound, isn't it? We've been surprised. You know, as much as we study these things day in, day out, the interconnections between them have amazing implications for potentially healthy, high-quality lives and enjoying everything we have and sharing that with subsequent generations. Figuring out how we're going to reestablish healthy microbiome, healthy immune system, healthy hormonal balance. I might have some challenges, but I think this is giving us insights that are at least pointing us in a direction, gives us a lot of clues, so you know we can move forward in an effective way.
Okay, a couple real important questions before we end the interview. First of all, the little mice did not have, Lactobacillus rhodii, is that what it was called?
It's pronounced, reuteri or reuteri, yeah. They did not have it prior to the time.
Do humans have that in their gut?
Some humans do. It's an excellent question. So the information that's available now suggests that those cultures, those individuals, populations that have maintained very traditional practices of vaginal births, breastfeeding, exposure to a lot of other species of animals, tend to get Lactobacillus reuteri and a lot of the other probiotic organisms established very early in their lives, and they remain part of their normal flora throughout their lifetime. We've created, and you probably talk about this all the time to this radio audience, we've created a very artificial set of conditions, some of them with very compulsive hygiene, that interrupt that process. Yeah. And so many of the individuals living in modernized societies, industrialized nations, no longer have some of these organisms that you could isolate from the bowel. So it's very much in line with what you had suggested earlier. The diversity is important, and the natural practices that for many years, humans took for granted that we've suddenly removed in the past 50 years or so because of trying to make life better have actually made it very difficult for us to interact with our microbiome in the most constructive ways.
So give me a peek on where do you go from here now that you've discovered this information?
Well, we've certainly discovered a lot of things in a very short period of time. And our hope is that we're going to set up some human trials. Some of those, the earliest phases are underway, because we're interested in seeing whether or not we can replicate some of the most basic things that we've seen in mice and human subjects. And not surprisingly, we have not had a lot of difficulty finding volunteers to participate.
Yeah, I was just about to raise my hand, but you can't see me.
So we're interested in doing that. We're also interested in trying to determine how many opportunities there are potentially, at first using mouse models and then eventually translating this into humans, to intervene quite early in life, either during pregnancy or shortly after birth, in ways that would be relatively benign but would impart huge microbial benefits to someone over their lifetime and into future generations, and then potentially how much plasticity we have to rescue this in adults.
Right.
So, there are certainly microbes we can introduce that will...
But that doesn't mean it's going to change anything, depending on how far up the road you are already. That was my next question. So is there going to be a rescue approach, a therapeutic dose that can help reverse some of the aging that you experienced when you did not have this diversity in your gut any longer?
Yeah, so I think that's a question that everyone's wondering about. some of the preliminary data from mouse models suggests that there are opportunities to do this, in particular with some of the certain probiotic organisms. There are opportunities to potentially do this, but it's not as simple as introducing them once and walking away. I think most of these will require, for someone who's already an older individual, will probably require, you know, routine administrations, continuously eating these organisms, trying to make the most of whatever lifespan and health they have left.
Yeah, no, I agree. Mm. Reseeding the lawn, I call it.
Yeah,
in the gut.
You know, but earlier in life is definitely better, Carl. I mean, the earlier you can get these things established, the better off you are. But I don't think it's too late for the rest of us.
I have to tell you, your research is really, really exciting. I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today.
It was my pleasure. You asked some excellent questions, and I hope the audience learned a lot.
Oh, I'm sure everybody's going to go out and try to find this. I know. I wrote it down. I know. I'm going to be looking for it after the show. So you bet that one. Thanks so much, Dr. Erdman.
You're welcome. So long.
Bye. All right. So great discussion. And keep this discussion in mind for a news story that's going to break tomorrow about autism and oxytocin. So just keep that in mind, okay? I want to thank Reggie Joal coming on the show from Predator Nutrition. Check out Predator Nutrition. Go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the banner ads there. Also, Todd Goodman from Consumer Labs. Check out consumerlab.com. And, of course, Dr. Susan Erdman for talking about the effects of probiotics on anti-aging. Very, very exciting. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.